All right, welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Nevin Patel likes to test his recipes at home first, sometimes with strangers. So I've read. He is the owner of Ghee Indian Kitchen, and his first location opened a few months ago in downtown Dadeland. Is that right?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, perfect. I want to make sure I get that right.
Yeah.
You have a second one in the Design District.
Yeah, just opened up on Monday.
Perfect.
Last.
You know what? I recently highlighted the New York Times, but again, not just for the cuisine, but also for his garden. I want to talk to you about that as well. He grows a lot of his own vegetables in his backyard. Right now, a small percentage of the food in your restaurant is what you grow yourself, but you want to increase that.
Yeah, currently we grow around 15% of all the vegetables that go to the restaurants. Our goal by December is to get to like 45 to 50%. We hired a full-time farmer and are working with Tree Amigos out of Davie, their organic nursery. So he's helping me kind of create the plan for my dream.
Well, no, you know what? I want to get to the garden, but first I just want to start with you. Like, you know, because we talked about, and it's one of the ways that I was teasing up this segment, is we talked about this idea of Indian cuisine. But you know this well, even though you're from the United States, you know, your family goes back to a part of India. And please help me, in Gujarat?
Gujarat.
You know, I had to look back and see what this, you know, study, what region of India this was and what, you know, what's predominantly located in this area, a lot of agriculture. But this is the interesting part that I think is when we think of Indian cuisine in the United States, you know what it is. It's always the same idea. It's the same recipes, the same spiciness and so forth. Why do you think that is? Why are we locked into just one idea of what Indian cuisine is?
Well, I think that's what became popular here in the States, and everyone just kind of stuck with that. My whole goal is to make our diners and the world kind of experience what Indian food really is about, and it's very regional. There's some amazing dishes that have never hit menus here in the States, and my goal is to kind of get people used to that.
When people do eat it at Ghee and they have that opportunity to try something different, what are some of the things you typically hear from them about the differences?
Exactly. Well, a lot of it is about the lightness of the dishes. Our whole idea, like the way we get it in an Indian household, is a lot different than what is perceived. So my whole goal is it's like a lot lighter on the spices. It's more like using whole spices and highlighting vegetables or meats, instead of like heavy curries that kind of drown out the flavors of all these things.
So you're from Georgia originally, right?
Well, I was born in Georgia, grew up in Jacksonville.
Okay.
Yeah.
But cooking wasn't something that your family expected of you, right?
Yeah, well, initially my family owns a lot of like hotel businesses and stuff, and they really wanted me to get into that field. But in the Indian household, cooking is kind of the center of everyone's life. Basically, you know, your mom wakes up and is like, what do you want to eat for lunch, dinner, breakfast, you know? And it's just the same revolving thing. And it's a very important thing in an Indian household. And I always grew up around family and lots of food. And one day I was like...
But more than just hanging around the food is the fact that you like to be in the kitchen. Even as a kid, you enjoyed being in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. That was my home. Yeah. The kitchen is where, you know, I used to always just, even after school, the first thing I would do is just open up the fridge and see what's going on in there.
Now, so you went to college, though, to study business. Because, again, they thought you would go into a very different field. And then it didn't take long before you decided, no, I've got to be working with food.
Yeah, like two semesters in, I was like, I want to go to culinary school. And the family was a little shocked, but they supported me throughout the whole process. And I moved down to Fort Lauderdale, went to Art Institute in Fort Lauderdale. And at that time, I really didn't know what direction I wanted to go in, but I knew I loved cooking. And then I started actually at the Marriott Harbor Beach there under Chef Dean Max. And he became my mentor and kind of guided me to where I am now, really. And that was like kind of the foundation that made things happen.
What are some of the things that he taught you?
Well, the importance of ingredients and products and highlighting them. When it came to Indian food, actually, it was probably only like 3 years ago where I really thought about even opening up an Indian restaurant or thought I could do something Indian restaurant-wise. Before that, it was all very Italian, seafood, or modern American-based. But we always, at home, would have amazing Indian meals with me, my wife, and my family. And it all came one day when I had some friends over, and we just cooked a traditional Indian meal. And their reactions kind of enticed me to say, people don't really know what Indian food's about. So that's what it, where it started.
You know, I want to ask you about the fact that, again, you're growing a lot of your own food, well, a percentage of your foods, I should say. But what I really found interesting was the fact that you like to have these dinner parties. I've read about these dinner parties. And I want to know how true they are. But is the fact that you sometimes invite people that you met on Instagram to your dinner parties.
Yes, it is. It kind of just organically happened and became a thing that I never thought would happen, actually. About a year before the opening, a lot of the people that currently work for me, to get them kind of up to speed on how we're going to run the restaurant when it comes to recipes and just developing the talent, they would come to my house on Thursday nights, and we would just cook up a storm and try to teach them like real traditional Indian food and how we're going to modernize it or like lighten it up or just get them used to like working with spices. So after the second one, we had like a whole feast. We would eat it and we're like, people need to appreciate this too. So I randomly just invited a lot of chef friends, and then like a few Instagram followers that we all kind of follow each other, like each other's pictures, but we've never actually met, you know? And I would just like direct message them, and they'll be like, heck yes, I want to come to your house and eat. And it became a thing. And in the beginning, it was like a spur of the moment thing one day. And my wife was coming back from work, and I told her, you know, we have about 25 people come to the house. And
just having a little part. So that's a problem sometimes because you want to bring people in. Part of it is also you're testing recipes, aren't you?
Yes, exactly. And it was kind of a gauge because what we're doing at Ghee is very different than what a lot of people have experienced. So I wanted to kind of gauge the audience too to see how people are going to kind of like our food, because I knew it was going to be great, but I didn't know how people are going to perceive it because it's totally something different from what people expect.
When you first moved down here, what was your impression of Indian cuisine in South Florida?
It's very, you know, very what it everyone thinks it's supposed to be, and not that great.
You know, there was nothing that had impressed you.
Exactly. It's not bad, but it's nothing that's like how we would eat at home, for sure.
I'm talking with Neven Patel. He is the chef and owner of Ghee Indian Kitchen, two locations. We're going to get back to our fall membership campaign here in just a moment and then come back and talk to him about that garden he's got in his backyard, which I've seen pictures. Looks quite impressive. Neven, thanks so much. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. I'm sitting in studio with Neven Patel, again, owner and chef of the Ghee Indian Kitchen, two locations now, one that just opened up in the Design District. And, you know, we were talking about Indian cuisine, but I want to ask you about your garden because you bought a home a few years ago in Homestead. And yes. Part of it was the fact that it was surrounded by a lot of different trees, and you had this yard. And do you envision that you were going to have, a garden of your own?
Yes.
All right, we got you on. Go ahead.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. So, a funny story about how we bought the house. I looked at the house at about 12:30 at night after dinner service after working, and the first thing I saw was the row of 14 lychee trees, And as soon as I drove in, I was like, I'm sold. Where do I sign?
Usually you have to check the bathroom and the kitchen to make sure that you're okay. No, that wasn't
it. It was the lychee trees that did it for me.
Describe your garden. What do you have back there?
So we're surrounded. The perimeter is all lychee, mango, and avocado trees. And now we are in like full expansion mode where we have about close to half an acre of growing area where we have all organic compost and mulch that we're, you know, getting ready to plant around 5,000 to 6,000 plants in for this growing season. So we can be, we're going to be growing about 20 varieties.
And you said that right now about what, 16% of the food that you have in your restaurants comes from your own garden.
Correct.
How do you envision expanding that to more, to half of what you sell?
Yeah. So the whole vision was to getting some support from some local farmers. And now I have an amazing farmer that's going to help me make that happen, basically. And with him on board, before it was just me, my father-in-law, making it happen. So sometimes I would be harvesting at 5 a.m. for service or late at night. And now it's a little bit easier with him on board where once we get things rolling in growing season, he'll be able to harvest and bring it straight to us in the restaurant.
But do you still plan on spending time in that garden?
Oh, yeah. That's
because here's the two things that really are amazing to me. One, so I've never owned a restaurant, but I have worked in them, and it's just a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be, you know, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but then a garden, I've just tried to grow a couple of things in front of my apartment.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. Both things are a lot of work. How are you finding that balance?
No sleep.
Okay. Well, there you go.
That's the balance. And the other balance is the amazing support system that I have, honestly. My wife, my mother, father-in-laws, they're all a part of what Ghee is today. And the amazing staff that I have. Everyone that works with me really believes in what we're doing. And it makes it a lot easier when you have such a great support system.
You know what? It's a number of restaurants are doing the farm to table in South Florida, but you're really taking this to a whole nother level. But what do you see as the future in Miami, in South Florida, when it comes to that idea of farm to table?
I think we are at the cusp of a really great culinary explosion, which already has started here in South Florida. Amazing, young, talented chefs that are all making their way, just like I'm trying to make it happen here. And when it comes to the whole farm to table concept, there's many great farmers now here in South Florida that are looking to partner up with chefs and really try to bring their product to the tables of restaurants. So we're at a really great point where there's a lot of opportunity for people to support each other. And that's what the beauty of it is.
Neva Patel, again, chef and owner of the Ghee Indian Kitchen, location in downtown Dadeland, also one in the Design District. Again, we have some information on our website, WLRN.org, if you want to read more about that garden that he's got in his backyard and really what he's turning that into. And again, this idea of farm to table, how it's expanding in South Florida. Neva Patel, it's been a pleasure, man. Thank you
so
much.
Louis.